WCRI's festival series highlights one of our community's greatest musical traditions, the Newport Music Festival. Since 1969, the Newport Music Festival has hosted over 2,000 concerts in Rhode Island's most prestigious venues, while presenting world-renowned and emerging classical music artists from around the globe. The Newport Music Festival has left an indelible mark on our music history here in Rhode Island, as well as around the world. Now, here's host Mike Mano, along with the festival's executive director, Pamela Pantos.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Newport Music Festival here on WCRI. And it's Easter. Happy Easter, Pamela, but not really for you.
No, I get to wait a whole week this year. I'm Greek Orthodox.
Greek Orthodox, yeah. Easter. Is it a different time of year or different? Just by a week, right, or so?
Well, it depends, because we go by the old calendar, as do the Jewish people, the people of the Jewish faith. So we have a different calendar than you do. And my mom got a lot of flack, and people used to tell us that we had our Easter late so we could get all of the lilies on sales.
All right, we'll leave it at that. Now, tonight's program is a little bit special in that we're going to be talking about the program that WCRI is sponsoring.
Right? Absolutely. This evening we're going to listen to beautiful music from the July 17th concert, which will be at the Elms at 11 a.m. The concert's entitled 1893 Around the World, and as you mentioned, it's being sponsored by Classical 95.9 WCRI. You know, Mike, a lot of people ask me how I create these programs.
And you're still wondering yourself sometimes.
Sometimes I do. This program really did have an interesting path. I knew that I wanted to play the Dvorak String Quintet Opus 97 because last summer we started the 50th anniversary season by playing Dvorak's American Quartet, which is very well known. And when I started researching that piece, I realized that his New World Symphony and this quintet all have a lot of the same themes. So you can't really think of the piece without thinking about its context in a program, so where it comes from, you know, in terms of time, the development of the composer, and a lot of socio-political events. So after a great deal of research, I realized that in 1893, this piece was written, and in the same year, Dvorak composed his New World Symphony. Verdi created his masterpiece, Falstaff, and Tchaikovsky wrote his Sixth Symphony, the Pathetique. And all of these pieces changed the trajectory of composition. So I started thinking about revolutions in music, which led us to this concert. So we're going to start with the first set on this program of 1893 Around the World, the Six Romances sans Paroles, which means Six Romances Without Words, by Cécile Chaminade. Hmm. Now, Cécile Chaminade lived from 1857 to 1944. She was a prolific composer, and yet we don't hear very much about her. She composed ballets and operas and, you know, all kinds of works. But what happened is she never went to the conservatoire. Her father did not permit her to do so. So she didn't open up that pathway and that network to become well known. And on the other hand, she herself composed in a way, you know, that was reminiscent of Saint-Saëns of another era. So I think people thought she wasn't modern enough. So she had all of these things stacked against her, including being a woman. On one hand, her music was called salon music and too feminine. And then her concert works were considered too masculine. And somebody said of her work, "It is a work that is strong and virile, perhaps. I almost regretted not having found those qualities of grace and gentleness that reside in the nature of women." And another critique of her works was blatantly sexist and said, "Chaminade's music has a certain feminine daintiness and grace, but it is amazingly superficial and wanting in variety. But on the whole, this concert confirmed the conviction held by many that while women may someday vote, they will never learn to compose anything worthwhile. All of them seem superficial when they write music."
You're saying that very, very
much. Well, it's ridiculous, right? Yeah. And it's, you know, and so she really...
I wish this were television, because people could see how emphatic.
Well, she suffered. You know, she suffered for her father stopping her from going to the conservatory, and then all of the sexism. Mm. And so she really had, you know, a very difficult life, and she ended very badly. And so it makes me quite sad, because her music is really outstanding. So again, we're going to listen to first this piece composed in 1893, but you have a very special connection to Chaminade.
Well, it's interesting because living, as I have for the past over 20 almost 25 years now in the Music Mansion in Providence, renting the home, came with a lot of hidden treasures. And one of those was a handwritten letter from her to a Chaminade club that was developed in Providence. And I have it sitting right over the mantle in my dining room. Handwritten letter, postmark, even have the envelope.
There you
go. Very
cool. That's amazing. That's amazing. And there were these Chaminade clubs because so many women at the time were in love with the fact that they had this prominent female composer.
Yeah.
So again, we're going to hear her romances, four of them. The first one's entitled Souvenance, or Recollection. The second one is Elevation, Elevation, but more like thinking of, you know, when you look into the clouds and think of something lofty. The third one is called Idèle, an idyll. And then we're going to skip to number six, Meditation or Meditation. And this group is here played by the pianist Mark Viner. Enjoy.
We'll listen to those and come back after a short break.
Thank you.
The Newport Music Festival has been bringing us beautiful music. That last segment was Chaminade.
Yes.
And now we move on.
The next piece on the program is by Samuel Coleridge Taylor, who lived from 1875 to 1912, so a rather short life. He actually developed much later and did a lot of instrumental works during his life, as well as being a conductor. He composed throughout and actually wrote a piece that you might have heard of, Mike, Hiawatha's Wedding Feast. It became...
I think it was at Hiawatha's Wedding.
You were not. Oh, nonetheless, no. It became very popular throughout the world. And he wrote a violin concerto, and you'll hear in his work influences from Dvorak, Tchaikovsky, and Grieg. Simultaneously, he did start incorporating African-American folk music. Coleridge Taylor himself was an Afro-British composer. Unfortunately, a great many of his works lay completely unacknowledged for an extended period of time. However, now they have started to come back into the repertoire, which makes me very happy. So the Piano Quintet is a large-scale work full of passion. It's a lot like Mendelssohn's compositions. You know, last year we did his octet. Mm-hmm. That they're young, and yet you can't believe here he is, an 18-year-old student. And if you see it in that light, it's an absolute masterpiece. So this is the Newport Music Festival premiere of this piece, namely Samuel Coleridge Taylor's Piano Quintet. And here we're going to hear the first movement played by the Nash Ensemble, the Allegro con moto.
All right, it's a little bit lengthy, so we'll take the time to play most of it and then be back with more. Thank you. You're listening to music provided by the Newport Music Festival. I'm Mike Maino, sitting with Pamela Pantos, the executive director of the festival. And Pamela, we've been talking about Chaminade and we've been talking about Taylor. And now I just want to give people a reminder that they can go to your beautiful website and check all of these things out, the programs that are going to be presented and when they're going to be presented.
Exactly. The website address is newportmusic.org, and as we've mentioned before, there's a great deal of information on the website. You can hover over the artist's photos and read a bio about every artist performing on every piece. Hmm. At the bottom, you can see media clips that have been excerpted so that people can listen to the music before they purchase tickets.
Wow.
And there's a description of each piece. So we take a lot of time to do that so that our audiences can be educated before they make their purchase.
And obviously, they can purchase the tickets right there online also.
It makes it very easy for everybody.
and they can do it the old-fashioned way. They can also call up and speak to someone if they'd like to.
At the box office at 401-849-0700.
All right. Well, let's get back to the music you brought for tonight. Or so, you wanted to say a little bit more about the last piece we played.
Well, you know, I think it's interesting. When I looked back last year for the 50th anniversary, the early years of the Newport Music Festival in the late 60s and early 70s were a period of time when the festival directors really tried to bring in compositions and composers who were not as well known or who may be well known, but people hadn't heard certain pieces by them. And so I think that an element of that is in tonight's program, right? We're talking about Coleridge Taylor, who many of our listeners have never heard of. Mm-hmm. And maybe they've heard of Chaminade because she has a beautiful flute piece that's played quite a bit. But nonetheless, I think that's part of our responsibility is to expand, you know, the audience's knowledge of the repertoire. And then the second half of the program is actually by composers that are very well known. So we'll go on with that. The next pieces on this program are by Johannes Brahms, who I think most of our listeners have heard of.
I would think so.
His 4 Klavierstücke, his 4 piano pieces. They were the last solo piano pieces that he composed. And as we know, he was in love with Clara Schumann for most of his life. And he wrote these as a birthday present for her. And he sent her one. And she wrote back to him and said, I love this. I love what you've created. Please send me the rest of them. So, you know, it's quite beautiful that here they were sort of a gift to the woman he could never have. And she, as we know, was a brilliant pianist.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm sure played them beautifully. So let's listen to the first of that set of 4 pieces, the Intermezzo in B minor, and here we're going to listen to Wilhelm Kempff play that.
Thank you.
Pamela, before we leave the air tonight, why don't we just talk about an upcoming event on May 18th?
Terrific. Thank you, Mike. So on Saturday, May 18th, as Mike mentioned, at 7 p.m., we are having a beautiful concert at the Newport Art Museum. These experiences are much more than just a concert. They're a full evening of engagement. So we are presenting the Omer Quartet, which is a group of young professional artists, and it's helping us inaugurate our program this year, which I've spoken about before. The fact of the matter is that when all of these musicians who have played for 15 or 20 years graduate from Juilliard or Curtis or New England Conservatory at the age of perhaps, 22 or 25, if they've gone on to a graduate degree, it is very hard for these musicians to find work whatsoever.
Right.
And so to help them build their resume, help them network, help them create a career, the Newport Music Festival is starting the Young Professional Artist Program this year, in which we're inviting five young, super talented artists to come and join us at the festival for the summer. And they'll be mentored and taught by some of our very, very seasoned, international performers. And at the same time, they'll get to play themselves. So it's very exciting to think that we are helping the next generation of musicians create careers for themselves.
Right. You had some interesting statistics about that. And there's a great ad in the program book that some of our listeners, I'm sure, have received in the mail. And if you haven't and you'd like to get one, go to the website. It's a beautiful program book about what's going to be happening this summer. But the ad in there shows, I think it's 10 musicians
yes.
in a room. But seven of them are whited out, like they don't exist, because
right.
only about 30% get jobs, right?
This is actually indicating what the needs of the festival are, namely
right.
that
right.
if you don't support us,
oh, I see. Okay.
Right? Only 30% of the musicians could be there, but it's along the same idea,
yeah.
right? So again, trying to help the next generation, trying to keep the festival healthy and moving into the next generation. So very, very exciting for the festival. So I hope everyone will join us, and as they know, they'll be appetizers and you enjoy a glass of wine and intermission and beforehand, so it's really a full evening. So we're back to where we began this evening with the Dvorak String Quintet Opus 97, the piece upon which this whole concert was created. Our listeners will recognize themes from the New World Symphony and the American String Quartet, as I mentioned earlier, but these themes are treated quite differently here, and Dvorak passes the melodies through the instruments, and he juxtaposes them very quickly in major and minor, and it's incredible delight. So we'll complete this evening's broadcast by listening to the first movement, the Allegro non tanto, and this is the Emerson String Quartet joined by violist Paul Neubauer. So it's a string quartet plus an extra viola, which makes for a very rich sound in the middle register especially.
Excellent. Thank you, Pamela, and we'll see you all next time here with the broadcast of the Newport Music Festival. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's Festival Series featuring the Newport Music Festival. For more information on the festival, special seasonal concerts, to purchase tickets, or to donate, call 849-0700 or visit newportmusic.org.